You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, Bill Cosby has three more accusers.
Yeah. I don't know why that's so funny.
What have they done to my quarter pounder? We have proof of just how evil big banks are, and the best apps to take along on your vacation. Let's meet the friends. If they could culture her enthusiasm in a Petri dish and sell it to the masses, the world would be a better place. It's Skylar Charisma.
Woohoo! Hey, Phil. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about a guy who's suing his ex for the misuse of his little swimmers.
Oh, little swimmers. He has a thing for twins, whether they want it or not. The host of the new show, Thrash Pie Radio, coming to a podcast outlet near you. It's Ted Pritchard.
Hey, you know, the nightmare continues. The Olsen twins are back in the news just when you thought they were gone for good.
All right. And if you listen to this program on iTunes, thank you for that. Thanks for leaving a comment and a five-star review. You're helping the show by doing that because the folks at iTunes, they read your comments in the dark of night. I don't want to know what they're doing while they're reading your comments.
Whoa.
Speaking of swimmers.
But they notice, your five-star reviews, and so please do that. Thank you. And subscribe. All right, we'll get things started now. Skylar.
Yes.
Cut it out, will you?
Yeah. Cut it out.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's an exciting story for you, but come on.
Okay, yeah. So here's the story.
Yes. All right, I don't even need to introduce you with the story.
No.
Just go into it.
No, okay. So a guy has a baby mama. They have a baby together.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a vasectomy. So they decide to freeze his sperm.
Okay.
Now she has the rights.
Well, they do this at a
fertility
accredited facility.
Yes. They obviously.
They just don't throw it in.
No. They don't just put it in the freezer. No, they go to the proper establishment.
That's a sock.
I got an idea, honey. Let's freeze it.
Put it in the ice cube trays, you know.
Oh, yeah. And don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, now you're going. That's over the
line. I'm sorry.
Don't tell the roommate who won't leave.
So they have a child together and they freeze his sperm. He's going to get a vasectomy and they freeze his sperm. She has the rights to it.
Yes.
This is her pretty much now his sperm is her sperm.
Okay.
So in case she wants to give their child a brother or sister, they end up breaking up.
Yeah.
He gets a new girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
They go to this sperm bank.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing there. They end up the second girlfriend and him break up. A year later, she ends up pregnant with his kid.
Wait, what's
they
she?
Allowed
the new girlfriend.
The new girl. I know this is so confusing.
There's sperm flying around
so
all over the place.
The new girl ends up with the baby daddy's sperm that was frozen for his first girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
first baby mama.
Yeah.
So now he's got a kid floating out around there that he's
I
never.
I understand the point.
So he's suing her for using his sperm. Like she didn't have the rights to it.
Yeah.
His baby mama had the rights.
Is there
it.
A contract involved?
Yeah, there's a contract.
See?
Wait, he took her to the sperm bank?
And that's then that's where I'm confused. Was it a date? Did they just go to the sperm bank? Just like, hey, honey, you want to see these frozen swimmers of mine? Well, I don't understand.
Well, maybe she was saying she felt deprived. Hey, if I can't see your sperm here in this bedroom right now, you're going to have to take me to see it.
Apparently.
It's like going to the zoo.
It's visitation rights.
Yeah. Without any permission, except from the sperm bank themselves.
Now, why in
she
the world
gets knocked up and
did
has
this guy
his kid.
Get a vasectomy?
Well, now there's a good question because the sperm bank would have probably seen the contract that was in place.
Right.
And
that's why we don't know. Is it accredited?
They got
gave
it up.
Well, you got to get
maybe it
credit.
Was in the freezer.
Is it in Florida?
Yeah.
It could be. Well, you know, one guy who's spread his seed around to several generations of lovely women is a singer. Maybe you've heard of him. He's the piano man,
yes.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. You know, he looks great. He's 66 years old and a father for the second time.
He looks great?
Yeah.
Really?
He's your type, obviously.
Really? Bald-headed and fat? That's
his,
your type?
His wife is exactly half his age. She's 33. And they just had a daughter, his second daughter, her first. And, you know, so now his 29-year-old daughter has a sister.
They can hang out.
Wait a minute. What's the wife, new wife or girlfriend's name?
Her name is Alexis Roderick.
And what's the
and their daughter
name?
Together is Della Rose Joel. But yep. His first daughter is Alexa Ray.
Is that Christie's daughter?
Christie Brinkley's daughter is Alexa Ray.
So the new wife is Alexis,
Yes.
And the
first daughter's Alexa.
First daughter, who's almost the same age as Alexis, is Alexa.
Well, I mean, she's younger. She's 4 years younger.
They're both Alex, for short.
Could get confusing.
Alex 1, Alex 2.
Exactly.
That's just creepy.
Isn't it kind of weird?
He wakes up at 78 and says, are you the Alex that's my daughter?
Yeah.
He rolls
over honey,
in bed.
I'm your wife.
No. He wakes up at 78. Some alarm goes off that tells him to divorce Alexis and get a new 33-year-old wife.
They're all the same age.
Yeah.
99-year-old Billy Joel becomes a father for the third time.
Yes.
At the sperm bank.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Now, will you tell me, Skylar, if it's sexy, all the guys out there with these Civil War beards?
You know, that's... To me, that's quite a few years ago. I feel like that trend...
It's already gone.
I feel like it should be gone.
It seems to just be catching on with the next wave of guys who do things when it's safe to do it.
Right, because,
Good point.
Yeah. It's a very good point. Yeah.
So that's the larger group of people. So now almost every guy you see is going to have this massive growth of just poorly dyed hair on his face.
So there's the question. Are you attracted to those beards?
I am not. I don't mind a beard if it's like, I like some facial hair. I really do. But I do not want like, have you seen those? They're like ZZ Top-ish.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unattractive to me.
Yeah. There's certain like machine shop jobs that you don't want to take when you have that kind of facial hair, right?
Not anything with any kind of rollers that you roll stuff up and
print
your beard
shop,
goes in.
Right.
Well, imagine what we would see this weekend.
Where?
At the if you're in LA this weekend and you want to see all that kind of stuff, the LA Facial Hair Society's third annual beard and mustache competition.
Wait a minute, roll back.
Rewind to the LA Facial Hair Society. Yes, that exists. And they're in their third annual beard and mustache competition.
Yeah.
Plenty of parking for Harleys right there.
So many categories, including best mustache.
That's crazy. I got another question. Yes. The same idea, men's fashion, men's looks. Yoga bun or man bun?
The man bun.
Like that?
I call it the fun bun.
Okay, fun.
Gentleman bun.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cute.
Is it?
Not everyone can rock it, though.
No.
And some guys are like growing their hair purposely to see if they can, and it's like, sweetie, cut it.
No, if you've got the thick, curly hair, it's not going to work, right? You have to have the thin, spindly hair.
Yeah, you have to be, and you have to be like, you really do have to have that facial structure, just like the really...
And you can't have a giant widow's peak, right? You got to have like a hairline.
You got to have no unibrows.
It's not like party, business up front, party button
No, oh, what? It's not an extension of one of those mullets, huh?
No.
All right. Okay, very good. Thank you, Skylar.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah,
please don't leave. We're going to tap.
I'm still here.
We're going
thanks
to tap into
sperm and the beard.
More of your knowledge here.
Yes.
Yeah. What is this? You get all kinds of food in there.
I mean, just don't get it
during the course of the day. I mean, you're not getting food on the hair on your head.
But did you ever see the guys in the Red Sox a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
When they were so popular, the Duck Dynasty Red Sox.
Yeah.
And they'd hit a home run and run home, and they'd grab the beard and just shake the guy's head all around. That's gotta hurt like hell.
Sure, they're gonna regret that in their 50s and 60s. But just the same, I mean, when you're eating lunch out there, you're gonna get soup and sandwich or whatever else it
you
is
bet.
In your build.
Do you tell the person?
Well, friends do. But if you go the entire day. And then by the time you get home, I mean, the hair on your head gets smelly enough just from being outdoors because your scalp sweats or whatever else is going on up there.
Or
you're wearing a hat or whatever the deal is. But the food in your face, you can't avoid that.
No. No, you can't.
And some guys go several days.
No, they do.
Sure they do. There's Cheerios in there from Tuesday.
Right.
But they have product now for beards. You know that, right?
Product.
For mustache and beards. Like, hair products?
Yeah.
They have beard and mustache products.
Mm-hmm.
There's stores and malls dedicated to it.
Yeah.
And you can get a hot shave while you're there.
Right.
I mean,
wow, you know too much about
makes
this.
Me want, makes me want to grow a beard. What do you think? How would I look?
I don't know.
Please, no. I needed a girl with a beard. Not good.
You know who grew up to be cute? I mean, even if they grew beards, matching beards, is the Olsen twins.
They did.
A couple of good-looking young ladies.
I don't know about cute.
I don't know. Well, in a like a brooding kind of way. But they're in the news again, and it's something that, if you've ever interned somewhere, there's a lesson to be learned in here somewhere. We're not sure what it is, but Ted Thrasher Pritchard here has put his mind to this, and he's going to tell you next what it is you need to know if you ever intern for rich and powerful twins. Next, here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Hey, I wanted to let you know that Manny the Movie Guy will be joining us in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Woo-hoo! Big movies this weekend, Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, yeah.
And Straight Outta Compton. Want to ask him about that. And I also want to ask him if Meryl Streep screwed the pooch with that stupid movie that she put out.
I think so, but yeah. we'll
because we didn't talk to him last week.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about that
show. Oh, the Ricky the Flash or something.
Whatever the heck that was. Just ridiculous.
Right.
Right?
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Wouldn't you wear a different hairdo, even if you are a rock star? Wouldn't you wear a different hairdo to the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right?
Oh, yeah? You saw it?
No, it's just something.
It's in the trailers.
My daughter's pointed that out. They're saying, why does she wear that stupid hairdo everywhere she goes? I mean, it's a wedding. Do yourself up a little bit.
I know, just a little bit.
It's your daughter's wedding, I think, is what
it is. Yeah, it is. And it's actually her real daughter.
It is, right.
Who's playing her daughter in the movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, there's that. And Manny always has something fun to say to us.
Oh, good.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. And you know who else is fun? I knew them when they were little girls.
Oh, please.
I actually did.
No, seriously.
I used to, for a company I worked for, we used to do promotional and marketing stuff for the Olsen twins.
Wow.
For Full House?
Were they not, little in
not
diapers?
Not for Full House. Oh. They had their empire already when they were little.
That's
had the VHS tapes that they put out.
Oh,
You know, the sing-along things and the
They're
the
a money video. Machine.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And so, smart girls, even when they were young, but they were surrounded by smart people as well. I just kind of, you know, latched onto that a little bit and coattails for sure, but just the same, they're big and powerful, rich fashion moguls now.
Yeah,
And they have to hire people and they have to have interns and all of that. And that kind of gig is fraught with danger, isn't it, Ted?
Well, the thing is, if you're in show business, so you're going to work for show business people, which the Olsen twins are. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a quick question: are they still really like super skinny, anorexic?
No. I think they're...
They're like 29 now. They are looking more womanly, but still very, very small.
Yeah, which is the brooding one? One has a little happy face, and the other has a brooding suicidal face.
I think Mary-Kate is the one that's always pouting.
Mary-Kate, she's the chick she
I
wins.
Think.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the deal. So they have, and I cannot pronounce the guy's name. It's Rushdishdi or something.
Yeah, right. Oh.
And he was one of their fashion advisors, but the guy's an intern, okay? And what happened is they're suing the Olsen twins and obviously their company.
The fashion advisor intern?
Yes. And he's representing a number of interns for not being compensated for their contribution.
What did they sign up for?
Well, I don't know, but that's what intern means, right? You get coffee, you run around, you do faxing.
You don't get paid.
But I don't think they were getting. I don't think they were getting school credits either. I don't think they were getting any sort of... acknowledgement.
Okay. Well,
I think.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. I understand.
But
here's
sue?
The deal. Here's the deal.
Right.
When you go in to do something like that, the word intern should be a big neon sign.
Yeah.
You're doing everything that they want
for
nothing.
For little to no recognition or compensation.
And exactly. And that's why you're there. So the deal is you're an intern, you get upset, you lawyer up. That's not going to help you your resume one
No.
bit. You're done after that.
No, because the other thing, unwritten or otherwise, about being an intern is you have your foot in the door, and very often an internship turns into a gig.
That's the whole point of it.
And now you're gonna bite the hand that feeds?
Exactly.
So or potentially feeds you in the future?
If the story continues, gets any legs, we're going to find out probably that there isn't a lawyer.
Yeah.
One of Mike Stark, our executive producer's favorite genre of people.
Lawyers, yes.
Oh, he loves them.
Yeah.
There's a lawyer behind this. This was a lawyer looking for
yes,
a client.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Speaking of lawyers, you know who Gloria Allred is.
My girl.
Yeah.
I wonder if she represents me. So I'll find something and make her represent me because she snubs men.
Yeah. Bill Cosby has 3 new accusers.
Oh, Billy.
Only 3.
Which brings the total to, have you been keeping track?
927,000.
You're a little high. And your number is over, too. 49, at least by some tallies. And most of them are being represented, if not all of them, by Gloria Allred, who brought them out for a press conference yesterday. Are they still press conferences? We don't really have a press anymore, do we? We
no.
should call them news conferences.
Yeah, they're conduits for whatever you want to shoot through there in public relations.
Right. I mean, they look at the bloggers out there. It's not a press conference anymore. So anyway, Gloria held this conference yesterday so they could tell their graphic and disturbing stories. One of the 3, is a flight attendant named Colleen Hughes. She says Cosby drugged and raped her after she met him on a flight. A year later, she saw him on another flight, and he started flirting with her again.
He didn't remember her.
All maybe.
You think?
Perhaps he did.
You think?
He didn't remember her.
That's what I'm wondering. You think?
So he's thinking, "Ooh, she's just my type. Let me see what I can do."
Hey, wait a minute.
Little did he know.
Wait a minute. This is all coming back to me.
She told him, "Quote." You already had me once, and I don't want to be drugged again.
Oh.
Ooh.
Another victim is an actress named Eden Tyrrell. How do you say that? T-I-R-L?
She's an intern for the Olsen twins.
Tyrrell. She says Cosby sexually harassed her on the set of The Cosby Show in 1989. She was 22 at the time.
Jeez.
What sweater was he wearing, I wonder?
Yeah, the same one. The third woman has a particularly nasty story about how Bill treated her. Obviously, all 3 women are being represented by Gloria. Allred, who brought them out yesterday.
She charges each of them an hourly fee.
Yeah. And anyway, the third lady, if you want to just Google it and find out what it was, it's a particularly graphic and nasty and awful story that you might enjoy.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's big news.
If I know you, yeah. All right. So when I go to McDonald's.
The Golden Arches.
I tend to not get their burgers. I do get the filet of fish. And I get their soft ice cream, their soft cone ice cream, right?
That's so good. Yeah, I get the sundaes with the caramel.
Their coffee is good too, and I just can't quit the apple pies.
All right.
But if I do get a burger over there, I get the quarter pounder.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, now you're going to get a little more in your quarter pounder.
No kidding. Is it pumped?
They're pumping it up. They're beefing up the quarter pounder. So I don't know if they're going to still call it the quarter pounder, but apparently there's more to it now.
Quarter pounder HD.
On steroids.
Supersize. So the chain has upped the beef content to 4.25 ounces,
wow.
Which shrinks to a little over 2.8 ounces after cooking.
4.25 shrinks to 2.8.
Yeah.
Is that what they do? Do they call it a quarter pounder prior to cooking?
Probably.
No, I want a quarter pound of cooked meat. Now, I never realized that. Now I feel ripped off. My entire life has been a sham.
We bought into the hype.
What? Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's a quarter pounder before they cook it. Why didn't I know that?
It's like on my resume, I'm 6 feet tall. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
But then when we cook you, you're 5'8".
And I'm holding my thumb and index finger this far apart, and that's 7 inches right there.
Yeah, that's correct. Foot and a half in my book.
Oh, no. Who knew
calling you John
a McDonald's
Holmes.
Story would turn into this?
Yeah. Well, Skylar, you knew what you're
doing. Anyway.
Don't
so,
sue the show later.
Of course not.
Let's see. Sperm, meat. What else are we going to cover today,
sperm,
Skylar?
Sperm, meat,
how
beards,
about,
meat.
How about train wrecks?
Train wrecks, meat.
I'm taking this the wrong way.
Yeah, are you? Well, that was your cue.
Oh, train wrecks. Oh, my God. Oh, I love Amy Schumer. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, happy to. Any day of the week.
I kind of thought I was going to maybe save a little bit of it for Manny and maybe play Stump the Manny with this question.
Oh.
Have you seen Trainwreck?
I did.
Did you like it?
I saw the movie.
Okay. Very good.
Manny gave it very high marks.
All right. Well, see, my son and his contemporaries, and my son is a budding filmmaker and studies them like you go into college. He loved Trainwreck. All of his friends, these are 19-year-old kids, all right? 19-year-old guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved Trainwreck. But the funny thing about it, Amy Schumer, you know, is on the rise. Her star is like, wow.
Sure it is.
She has launched, and she has a lot to say. I think, you know, if you watch her show, you know, her stand-up, I think, is great, you know, and some of the sketches she does are, you know, questionable, but she's doing comedy in conjunction with women's issues and so forth. And
yeah, because she's, like, trying to keep it real. She's like, I'm not skinny, I'm not beautiful,
exactly.
But I'm super funny.
I think she's cool. Well, Trainwreck is what the title is in America.
Yes.
For the movie.
It's not called that all over?
No, Stu. I'm going to call you Stu.
Yeah.
It's the Stu Show. Stu. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Manny. Wait a minute. No, not Manny.
It's Phil.
It's Phil.
Okay, so guess what the name of Trainwreck is as it translates to the Czech Republic.
Oh.
Let me get my Czech Republic.
Let's see.
Just guess. It's different. Come
yes.
on.
Let's see.
Throw something
uncomfortable
out there.
Form of transportation.
There you go. No, yes. Actually, it's called derailment.
Oh.
So, you know, so train wreck doesn't translate, obviously.
Yes,
you know.
But perhaps that's what they're more accustomed to with their travel.
Correct. But think about what train wreck means in regard to this, in context with this movie.
Oh, right.
Everything's a
train. It's not an actual literal train crashing.
Correct.
It's a train wreck of a life.
So there's no idiom. A lot of idioms are lost in translation and other things. All right. In Germany, the title of the movie is Dating Queen.
Oh.
Right?
That's
in Russia,
my favorite
it's called
ABBA song.
Russia, it is Girl Without Complexes.
Oh.
Okay.
Then without panties.
Like. Oh, that's right.
You're welcome.
No panty Amy. We've driven off the rails.
Yeah.
We've derailed.
We are.
Thanks, man.
Which is also a movie starring. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
By the way, Ted Nugent defended Donald Trump in his feud with Megyn Kelly by hurling his own misogynistic jab at her. He said, I'm not a fan of Megyn, although I often turn on Fox just to look at her. Sometimes when I'm loading my ammo, I like to look at her as I sit naked on the couch.
Well, everybody needs an endorsement from Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Hey, big movies this weekend. Manny the Movie Guy joins us live to talk about The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Straight Outta Compton next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. All right, need my headphones for this. Thanks for listening. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Skyler and Ted are here today, and it's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us live is our undercover movie reviewer from KMIR-TV in Palm Springs, Manny from U.N.C.L.E., the movie guy.
That's right. I'm a spy.
Yay!
A spy. Right. What have you spied today? We have these two rather big and diversely different movies out there. One's about a bunch of white guys, the other a bunch of black guys.
Well, let me tell you, though, both will entertain you at the box office.
Oh, good.
Let's begin with the Cold War spy thriller, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. At first glance, and I have to be honest, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. seems like any old spy thriller we've all seen before. There's an American spy, Napoleon Solo, played by Henry Cavill, and there's Army Hammer's Ilya Kuryakin as his Russian counterpart.
I used to love the old TV show, and Ilya Kuryakin was my favorite character. I like that guy.
Right, now make them work together to fight neo-Nazis, and voila, you have a movie that's part James Bond and part Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. Right? It may sound bad, but hear me when I say Guy Ritchie, the director who gave us a stylish Sherlock Holmes movies, knows his craft and created a visually compelling film that's light and airy, and it all goes down like fine, smooth, top-shelf vodka.
Now, did Guy
Ritchie... Wow. My favorite kind.
Now, did Manny, did Guy Ritchie unload that truckload of baggage, Madonna, or are they still attached?
No, they're not. But
romantically.
Friends. No.
Yeah.
They're just
friends
now.
Well, they have children together, so
we're not allowed to ask him any personal stuff because you know everyone would.
Oh, really? You get ground rules when you do the interview with Guy Ritchie, huh?
Right.
Well, because he's probably sensitive to the fact that Madonna gave him his start in his career, right?
Well, no, it was before Madonna. He made two fantastic movies. There's Lock, Stock, and
Right, and Smoking. Yeah,
two
right.
Smoking
yeah.
And that was before Madonna.
That was before Madonna, but during the Madonna time was Snatch. Remember that?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
I don't remember that. I remember it.
But you love the title, don't you?
Of course. What's what's wrong with Snatch?
It's appropriate for today's show.
A question, wow. A question that anybody could ask.
That's right. Now, going back to the uncle, based on the popular 1960s television series, you may ask yourself, what is its purpose? Why does it even exist, right? I mean, there's really no point to it. Just like, what's the purpose of rebooting Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
But Richie, along with his game cast, deliver an often funny movie with accelerating action scenes. And watch for Hugh Grant. He nearly steals the show as a mysterious British agent with hilarious one-liners.
Hugh Grant's good. He's so good. He's a great actor. Wait, you know what they need to remake is, now that we're talking old movies, old TV shows, they need to remake F-Troop.
Oh, yeah.
F-Troop.
Yeah.
F-Troop. Look it up, Manny. It's you're too young to remember what F-Troop was. It was the most politically incorrect television comedy series ever. And F, yes, stands for what you think it stands for.
Correct.
And
fabulous.
What was the Indian tribe called?
The
Fakawis.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an old joke.
Yeah, where the Fakawis.
Right.
Well, there you go. You should write a treatment, Mr. Phil, and maybe it'll be a movie.
Maybe. Yeah. It might be available. Maybe the F-Troop trademark is available for $1.
Yeah. Right. It was basically Jack Benny one-liners all for 30 minutes.
Ridiculously funny. Okay. Now, Dr. Dre has a new record out. It's called Compton, right? And he's given away all the money that he makes off of that record. And the timing is perfect here because the Straight Outta Compton movie is coming out. But he's given away all the money that he makes on that record to the city of Compton so they can build a lovely new
performing
arts center.
Right, there you go.
Yes, in the city of Compton, which is a great gesture for a guy who is richer than Oprah now, from what we understand.
Probably.
Right?
After he sold Beats?
Yeah. Bet. Now, Straight Outta Compton is going to be a huge movie this weekend, isn't it?
Exactly. Everyone's predicting it's going to be probably making $45 million. I mean, it's very nostalgic. It's very captivating. But you know what, though? The film, with all its glitz and grit, plays like an explosive version of VH1's Behind the Music. But what elevates this material is its social awakening narrative in this day and age of Ferguson and Black Lives Matter. It still matter. You know, whatever they were fighting back in the late 80s and 90s, it still is resonant to this day. Now, of course, this tells the rise and fall of NWA, a hip-hop group from Compton, California, and their genre-defining album, Straight Outta Compton. And the cast is fantastic. There's Ice Cube, played by his real son, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Oh, that's right.
Corey Hawkins as Dr. Dre, Jason Mitchell as Eazy-E, Aldis Hodge as MC Ren, and Neil Brown Jr. as DJ Yella. Even Paul Giamatti shows up as Jerry Heller, the music manager who engineered their success. Now, the first part of the film, when the group is forming, is much, much, much riveting than the second half and their inevitable downfall. But this one is a great snapshot of history that far exceeds its pop culture narrative. The performances are captivating, with F. Gary Gray's assured direction. And let me tell you, Straight Outta Compton is one of the most important and entertaining movies to see this year.
Just cool it in the theater. No violence, no crazy stuff.
Well, we're hoping. You know what? Universal, some news this morning that Universal Studios, the studio behind Straight Outta Compton, may be partnering with some theaters to avoid violence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Hopefully. You know, just enjoy the freaking movie, really.
Yeah, really.
And just like that, just enjoy the freaking movie.
Yeah. Right. There you go. That's my line of the week.
Manny, say hello to Ted. He's here. I don't believe that you two have met, but...
Hello, Mr. Ted.
Hey, Manny. Good to talk to you. There's a great review you're giving here. I'm wondered two things. Number one, did you notice in any of the film clips that they sent during the big opening that they did a few nights ago, they've sent everybody there, stars included, through a metal detector. Did you see that?
Oh, really? I didn't even notice that, but wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wow, wait a minute. And then the second thing was, does the movie deal at all with Eazy-E and his AIDS
situation? Right, the downfall. Yeah, very minimal. Mm-hmm. They also minimally dealt with Dr. Dre's $3 billion Beats by Dr. Dre success.
Yeah, well, that's just, of course, very recent, too, the Beats thing, right?
Right.
So anyway, well, cool. Great review. Yeah. I think that we're going to look forward to seeing
that. Yeah, I think so. And since we didn't have a chance to speak last week, Manny, I can't let you go without asking you if Ricky and the Flash is the worst ever Meryl Streep movie.
No, it's not the worst. And here's the deal. I Meryl Streep, honestly, I mean, she is America's greatest.
She doesn't make bad movies, generally speaking, right?
And even when it's predictable and kind of sort of dumbed down, like Ricky and the Flash, you would love her doing her Bonnie Raitt mode.
Really? You think so?
Yep, she's amazing. And Rick Springfield, honestly, I love him.
Oh
yeah, we love him too. We were talking about him.
Manny, does he know that?
Oh, he better.
He does now.
He does now. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Rick and the Flash was only shown to 1,400 theaters last week, and it made $7 million. And Sony Pictures are planning to eventually, you know, spread them all around, spread the love, the Meryl Streep love, if you may, and hopefully it'll be seen. Yeah. Time will tell if Streep will get a nomination for an Oscar for this one. But it seems like they give her an Oscar nomination in every movie she makes lately.
Yeah. You know, it seems like people have kind of written off Rick Springfield, but he's actually a good actor. But but from all everything that I see about him or read about him, he really considers himself first and foremost to be a musician.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, well, wait till Manny gets a hold of him.
Yeah.
MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Go there and watch the amazing video interviews that Manny does with the stars.
That's right. And next week, by the way, wait until you see my interview with Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
Oh, did you ask her about the ladies? Because that's the big news today
she was very receptive to that.
Yeah.
But I love the film, American Ultra, and we'll talk more about it.
It looks interesting. Next week. Very good. Thanks, Manny. Talk to you then.
Thank you.
Bye, Manny.
There he goes. Rick Springfield. Hey, it's a sad commentary on our education process here in America, isn't it? Most high school grads are not prepared for college.
What?
What can you do about it? Nothing? Maybe there's something that we get some practical advice. Next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, we're back, and so are you. We're pleased about that. Our high schools are cranking out dummies. Is that an overstatement?
Nope.
Well, let's be honest. Something's got to give here, and I hope it's not college dumbing down to meet the demand.
That's possible.
Yeah. You hear all about grade inflation and that sort of thing, and A today would have been a C minus 15, 20 years ago. Let's talk about this with the author of the books, College Smart, College Smart Practical Tips for Parents, and Start College Smart, Dr. Bob Newman, a smart guy, no doubt. Thank you for being on the program.
Well, I'm delighted, yes.
Well, thanks. Now, what percentage of high school grads are unprepared for college, would you say?
College professors, when they're surveyed, say that over 80%.
Ooh,
not surprised.
I'm not
surprised.
That's not good. So it's the 20%, the overachievers, and the kids with the tiger moms and that sort of thing.
The other kinds of statistics bear this out. People don't know, regrettably, that only 35% of college students graduate on time.
Oh, and that's expensive, isn't it?
Oh, when they talk about, when the people in the news talk about the awful debts that students have.
Yeah.
Part of the badness of it comes from not graduating on time. So you can imagine that, yes, a four-year degree and even a two-year degree can be expensive. But now let's say you're at four-year college And, you know, you tell your folks, I'm going to need another 25%, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to need another 50%,
in order
to finally get my degree. So you can see from those stats.
As a proud dad, let me just say my youngest daughter is among the 20%ers, and she came into college with a whole bunch of extra credits, and she's going to get out in 3 years.
Oh, nice.
And save, I mean, it's private school, private college, okay?
Right.
Is that enough said?
Yeah.
How much it costs each semester?
50 grand.
Yeah. Anyway,
a lot has to do with you.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Really?
More my wife. Now the question is, if we're cranking out 80% unprepared, why do you think that is? Is it one or the other thing? Is it the schools are not doing a great job, or is it just a culture or a generation that just doesn't respect the education process?
Right. Your first point that schools aren't doing their job. Well, if schools aren't doing their job, that means teachers aren't doing their job, students aren't doing their job, parents aren't doing their job, and the schools. So when we get into the blame game, all I can say is we'll never get out of it.
Right, exactly.
Right. So if we say, as I frequently do, you have to have those four parts to have a really good education. The parents have to be involved, as well as the students, the teachers, and the school. The specific problems that students have when they arrive at college, number one is that they do not know how to study, and if they don't know how to study, they do not know how to learn.
Yeah, correct.
And just as you mentioned, grade inflation, we can also point out that students are studying in high school fewer hours than they have ever studied before, as long as people have been counting the numbers.
Hmm.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So it's only about, they're averaging about an hour a day studying.
Now, when you say studying, is there a differentiation to make? 4 hours of homework doesn't necessarily equate to 4 hours of studying.
Right. Homework, and again, because students, you know, just don't have the initiative in school that they should have, the amount of homework actually goes down, so that when a student says, well, I finish with my homework, that's it.
Right.
One thing I try to explain to everybody, really, is that homework is a grade school concept. As you move along in your education, you should be studying more because you have to learn more in a shorter period of time. So in my book, I will recommend to high school students, for example, each year of high school, study a few more hours. And studying means more than doing your homework. I have a whole chapter in College Smart about the difference between homework and studying. When you get to college, you might have a homework assignment here or there, but the professor is going to expect you to study, you know, and to study fully. And again, because colleges, as well as I say that college is a full-time job.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get there, if you take it like a full-time job, you're going to be studying 30, 40 hours
yeah.
a week.
Now, parents and students, you've got to take the bull by the reins here because, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it doesn't seem out of the logical realm to believe that there's an industry out there, or at least there might be two of them, where it pays to not do so well. I mean, there are the educational administrators who can't ask for as much money as they like to in their budget if things are hunky-dory. And then there are the elected officials who, if we were cranking out 80% college-prepared students, they wouldn't have an issue to run on. A politician has never seen an issue he doesn't like. So
right.
Why not keep the schools in the sorry state they're in now? It benefits some of the guys.
Right, because you can't see only the schools, and sometimes even the schools don't know that things are in a sorry state. If you are the principal or an administrator of a school, you know, or a school district or something like that, you certainly don't want to say, we've got problems here, because then it's going to be attributed to you.
Right. Well, there's a game they play as well with the elected officials. They all get that blue ribbon sign to hang out their door. And when every school's got that, what does it mean anymore? What does it matter?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have you know, 20 valedictorians in your class.
Oh, well, I am so against that. I don't know about you, doctor.
It's just terrible. It really is terrible. Now, if you, again, as I say, we can uncover problems.
And
if we want to get into the blame game, then we're just acting like politics.
Well, let's be proactive then, Dr. Newman. What can parents do at home right now to help better prepare their kids?
From the very start of school, they have to always talk positively about school, about education, and about finally going to college.
Build that respect and appreciation
Build
for the process.
That respect.
Yeah.
Don't get into the arguments that you might hear in the news, because those arguments are always superficial and partial. So just within your home now, you're going to build this positive attitude about education, you know, not only congratulating your kids on their successes, but giving them a helping hand, you know, a positive outlook on things when they're not as successful. Don't intercede for your kids.
You mean when Johnny knocks over the teacher's desk and gets sent to the principal's office, don't storm in there and say, how dare you accuse my child?
Right, because now what does the child learn? That they can really do anything, and the parent is going to come in and say, no, that isn't my child here, or you're really blowing things out of proportion. And if that kind of parental excuse continues, as a dean, it wasn't unheard of for me to get phone calls from a parent, you know, complaining that a student's grade was too low. Well, now, come on, you know, and so I try to be as polite as I can, try to explain things, but if they've been doing that all their lives, well, it's going to be hard to explain.
Yep, that's for sure. Now, Dr. Bob Newman, do you have a website you'd love people to visit?
Right. GetCollegeSmart.com.
GetCollegeSmart.com. All right, we'll send them there, and we'll put your books, all of them, in the store at PhilHewlettAndFriends.com. College Smart. College Smart practical tips for parents, and start College Smart. Dr. Bob Newman, we just scratched the surface here, I know, but at least you got the juices flowing.
So I hope we can get back together again. And I might mention that I do have another book called Are You Really Ready for College? And I mentioned that one. It's still available.
Oh, good.
But I mentioned that because I have an edition that's a Latino version.
Oh, okay. So there's a differentiation to make there.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Very good to know.
It's been great.
Thank you for being on the program, sir, and we will talk again.
Oh, I hope so. Bye, Phil.
Bye, Dr. Bob Newman. Dr. Bob, paging Dr. Bob. Isn't that fun to do?
Yes, it is.
You ever get on the intercom at a hospital and start paging doctors?
I've gotten on the intercom at the grocery store.
Oh, have you?
Sure.
Did you cause some trouble?
You betcha. Clean up on aisle 6.
Rut-row.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you, this first hour went by fast. And that means we better have a second hour.
Just
so we have the opportunity to slow things down a little bit. So that's it. So much more to come, including if you're going to take a trip and you're decided you're going to take your smartphone with you, you're not going to unplug, well, why not have all the apps that you need to enjoy your vacation to the fullest?
Absolutely.
Right? Since you're going to
Absolutely,
be...
Phil.
There. See,
Absolutely.
Look at you.
Absolutely.
Look at you. Plus, what would you rather have, a better boss or a $5,000 raise? And
raise.
And does a nice butt, is that the only thing that makes you attractive, or is there anything else in this world that can do that? Those stories and more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Next!
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, the city of Phoenix can't wait for an earthquake in California. That beachfront property may be coming real soon. Plus the best apps for your vacation. And what do you get when you mix your breakfast cereal with craft beer?
Oh.
And fashionable jeans that make your butt look good, and they charge your phone. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for listening. Today we have Skylar Charisma.
Yes.
And Ted Thrashpie.
Correct.
Pritchard.
Correct.
Those are our friends, and we'll get things rolling here. And you know what? For years, those of us who follow the rock music scene have scoffed at the idea that movie stars can be in a band. And many of them have tried, and many of them have failed. But every now and then, somebody gets it right. And this may actually be one of those rare occasions. Skylar, tell us, what is Johnny Depp up to?
Well, you know, actually, Phil, Johnny Depp wanted to be a musician before he wanted to be an actor. He actually wasn't making it as a musician, so started acting to make some money to pay for his...
Right.
His
That's right. Then 21 Jump Street came along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he patterned his Jack Sparrow character after a famous rock star, right?
Yeah, I don't remember who, though.
Come on!
Wait, hang on.
Rolling Stones?
Yes, I know. I see it.
Complete blood transfusion.
I'm having like...
Should be dead five times by now?
I know.
Hey.
Fell out of a tree, broke all his bones, still survived. He quite possibly is the Antichrist, but he plays
just
guitar.
Say his name.
Keith
Richards.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What is going on with me?
You're 23 years old. That's what's going on.
That's what's going on.
And there's some backstage sort of footage, you know, behind the scenes footage on the one of the Pirates of the Caribbean DVDs. And it's he and Keith Richards playing guitars. Because Keith Richards was in one of those movies.
Yes.
Right? He played, I forget. It was
the
second
dead guy.
One.
Yeah,
a cameo.
Played one of the dead guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, they were playing. It was great. But you could see Johnny Depp just kind of like going, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Right.
Well, speaking of dead guys.
Yes.
Johnny Depp is set to perform live with Alice Cooper.
Oh, now Alice, he's not dead.
No, he's not dead.
No, and Joe Perry.
He's
as
not
the
dead either.
No, but as the musical group Hollywood Vampires.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're going to do a couple shows at the Roxy in West Hollywood, September 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, so the trio is based off Cooper's 1970s drinking club, the Hollywood Vampires, which included John Lennon.
Back when Alice Cooper used to drink.
Right. Yes. Which included John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, and Mickey Dolenz. Do you remember?
Oh, that was some serious drinking then.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Dolenz of
the
Monkees. Really the only talented musician in the band.
That's true.
Quick aside.
Hey, but I love Davey.
Davey was not a musician.
But he was so cute.
Right.
He was an actor. He was a song
playing
and dance
a musician.
Man. That's correct. So, quick aside.
Yes.
A buddy of mine who, you know, is a stage manager up at a big production company in the Valley. He tells me the story. He's from Phoenix.
Yes.
And he's in a nightclub where they're having an Alice Cooper lip sync contest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And who's the last contestant?
I don't
Alice
know.
Cooper. Cooper himself.
Wow.
Did he?
Yes.
Please tell me he won.
No, he did win, but he conceded to the next guy. I thought it was pretty cool. Alice is a cool guy. I've interviewed him like two or three times.
Yeah.
He's a great, great interview and a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very decent fellow.
He's good. Yeah.
Well, I like this part. The group is going to release a self-titled album on September 11th that includes collaborations with Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, Joe Walsh, Slash, Brian Johnson, and many others, and Depp is going to play the guitar throughout the album, or he plays the guitar throughout the album and sings background.
See, now that's the way to do it.
Tracks.
Don't gather your other acting buddies and start a band like you're serious about being in a band.
You have to gather real musicians.
Yeah, so people show up for that. And then Johnny Depp, of course, is about as big a star as you can get. And so, fine, there will be a couple of fat girls who show up to watch the show.
Like Russell
because
Crow.
They love
or Kevin Costner. Or Kevin Costner. Or Kevin Bacon.
Some Johnny Depp,
Steve Martin also has a band. Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin has mm-hmm. a band?
Yeah. He played Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm. Now, he can play that banjo.
No, he does play it, and he plays it well. But, you know, a lot of people, like we said earlier, don't take actors seriously as musicians.
Yeah. All right. Apologies to fat girls who love Johnny Depp. All right. Now, Alice Cooper lives in Arizona, doesn't mm-hmm. he?
Yes.
Does he not? In the Phoenix area, suburb of Phoenix?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. All right, that's where
that's what I understand.
That's where the rich folks in Arizona
you
live.
Betcha, they have Alice is one of them.
Arabian horses and all that sort of thing. But not far from Scottsdale is Phoenix.
Yes.
And what's happening there, Skyler?
Well, parts of their city are slowly and unstoppably sinking into the ground.
Oh.
Yeah. Land subsidence caused by the extraction of huge quantities of groundwater over the decades is to blame.
That's a big word, a scientific word there, subsidence.
Subsidence.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What does it mean?
It means that it's
subsided.
Right. It's settling. But in this case, it's unsettling.
But why is it subsidence?
It's a scientific
What she's telling us is she's one of the 80 percenters from Dr. Bob last time.
That's all right.
No, she's not actually.
I'm not a smart guy. I just play one on the radio.
Yeah, so apparently some parts of the metropolitan area are sinking by roughly 0.75 inches a year.
Okay, Jeez. So we do the calculation. They'll be under the water table by what year?
10, 12, 13.
Carry the one.
I don't know.
In our lifetime.
Sure, 2030, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Right? 12 inches?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then add the earthquake, the big one in California. Mm-hmm. And they always talk about beachfront property there in Phoenix, but if they're subsiding, whichever the way it is.
Subsequent.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Then the rush of water from the ocean and the lakes and so on, that will get to Phoenix that much quicker and wash it out. And then all of a sudden, the folks in Tempe will have their beachfront property.
Tempe or Tempe?
It depends.
Whether it's subsequenced or not.
Yes. All right,
look
fine.
Look what we started.
Now, what matters in life is that you look good in a pair of jeans and your cell phone is charged.
I don't know if that's actually the correct order anymore these
right,
days.
Right, sure, yes. But can you knock both of those off in one fell swoop?
You actually can. So you've heard of butt dialing. Right?
Sure.
What about butt charging?
Well, there's
like it.
Natural gas.
So Joe's Jeans unveiled a new range of jeans called Hello, #Hello. They're about $200, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Four different washes, but each pair comes loaded with a discreetly placed iPhone pocket, plus an additional slot to hold, you know, one of those slim batteries that they've designed specifically for the pants.
Joe,
$50 for this battery.
Hey, mm-hmm. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
But here's the thing.
Wait a minute. Did you say they only make them for iPhone?
Yeah, they only make them for iPhone and. Probably only the iPhone 5 because the 6s are so big. And the pockets, I'm looking at the jeans right now, the pockets are the regular standard size pockets.
Does my butt look big with this iPhone 6 in the pocket?
Seriously. So I have the 5. It would work perfectly for me. I could. It says that I would just be able to live my life normally while charging my phone in my back pocket.
This proves something to me.
What?
That I've been saying forever, that the only reason people buy iPhones is because it's fashionable. And now it's tied directly to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make jeans for Androids.
Nope.
Which the majority of people use. It's the fashionable one quarter of the people out there that use smartphones that have iPhones.
Yeah.
And on any given day, an Android smokes an iPhone.
It's an Apple world, my friend.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah. All right, fine.
I mean,
I continue to say that. Same thing with Macs, okay? Sure, your Mac works, but no, it doesn't.
It works fine.
You paid an extra $1,000, and if I pumped an extra $1,000 into my $400 PC, my PC would smoke your Apple.
Wow.
Okay.
It's tense in here.
Yeah, it's weird because we got two Apple people in here.
I know.
Command
it's
right
two
click.
Against one,
All
amigo.
I have to do is right click. You have to command right click.
Oh, yeah. No. Here we go.
You have to use that finder and keep all your windows, you know, small. Yeah, I can open all of my windows and tab through them in a moment.
All right.
Okay. Fine. All right.
Anyway, you want me to buy you those jeans?
Yeah, and how many virus protectors do you have to invest in?
Hey, you know what? The Mac products are getting attacked by the same things that the others are. There's no difference anymore.
There really is.
Well, my Mac is prettier.
See? It's fashion. It is a pretty-looking machine. I will give you that. You know? The PCs are ugly, honestly.
And does this iPhone charger make my butt look fat?
Let's go out to dinner.
Well, speaking of that, I think that whole technology, I think, is really cool and exciting. You know, I would love to have like my jacket, which has an epaulette or a button or something on there, and it's a solar panel.
But will it give you a rash?
I'm hoping not.
Yeah. All right. Up next, a big, evil, and ugly bank. Has been proven to be big and evil and ugly, and we'll explain next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends at .com. You're at our website, and it's a wonderful place to go today. I'll tell you why. Because on the show fun page, there's a video from a Canadian politician, and perhaps it's the best campaign video you'll ever see. Not only does this guy fly from the clouds to the ground and slay a dragon, he shoots laser beams out of his eyes and destroys a robot.
Gotta dig the guy. It's better than grandma going over the cliff.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you gotta watch that video. It's on the show fun page. Even if you can't vote for him, you feel like you want to go to Canada and vote for him. A guy falls out of the sky, he catches him, the guy's wearing a dress, and it's just ridiculously funny and interesting and unusual. Yeah. And what's going on in Canada?
They got a green screen in the guy's garage, and they shoot all this stuff, and then the guy puts it on his, probably his Apple, Phil, you know?
Yeah, probably,
Probably an Apple with that really good editing program.
Now,
there.
If it were an Android, it would be a real dragon. Now, tell me, Ted, about Citibank.
All right, here's what happened. Citibank has been, and I'm not sure if it was the National Labor Relations Board who passes these judgments or whether it was actually done in a court, but they're going to have to repay literally tens of millions of dollars to their customers who they, so we could say, duped out of a lot of money. Here's how the scam worked, and that's what I call it, a scam. All right, let's say Ted goes in, me, that's Thrash Buy, who can't add, and I have $120 in cash, and I'm going to deposit that in my account, but whoops, I write down $110 on my deposit slip. Okay? So they go, oh, thanks, Ted, and they put the $110 in my account and keep the $10 extra for themselves.
Oh.
So that's a part of their...
So they were aware of the mistake,
and
just said, okay. So there was a memo that went out to all employees that said a percentage of our esteemed customers that we appreciate so much are complete idiots, and so we're just going to take advantage of them.
All right, we're
going to
put them in a special fund, and you know if we get caught, then the fine will be thus and so we're just going to gamble and take a chance that. You know, we can keep our customers stupid, and we'll make some cash on the side, too. So that's what it is. It's a big bank.
All right. Well.
Big banks.
Wonder if any other banks are doing that.
Well, who knows?
If your boss makes you miserable, here's a heck of a dilemma for you. What would make your job more tolerable, a $5,000 raise or a new boss?
I mean, if I like the job and I want to stay there a while, a new boss.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say new boss unequivocally.
Because five grand, you could blow that in a weekend.
It's $100 a week.
You could blow that a day, really.
$100 a week.
Yeah. Now for you, Skylar, that's a purse and a wallet, right?
Yeah, honestly.
It is.
If it's Goyard, yeah.
If it's what?
Goyard.
Goyard? Is that the new one? No more Louis? I thought Louis was the brand.
No.
Or Coach. Coach it was out. Then it was Louis. Now it's what? Goyard?
Goyard.
Oh, how much is a Goyard purse?
Depends on the size.
Do you have one?
I do.
How much
so
is
bigger
that?
Is better always?
Okay. I don't want to say.
Is that a couple grand right there?
I don't want to say.
No. You're saying without not saying. Yikes.
Sorry.
Now, according to a new survey, 28% of people with and without Goyard purses would pick a new boss over the money.
Yeah.
Here's the scenario that might make it even tougher. Would you be willing to take a $5,000 pay cut to be happier at work? Believe it or not, 36% of the people said they would be willing to give up the money.
Up the money.
Do we get a $5,000 bonus?
If they could be happier at work, they'd give up $5,000. The survey also found that 38% of people believe taking fewer vacations makes them look better to their boss, and 36% have had to cancel a vacation because of work.
I've had to.
And there's also the false belief that some people have that, you know, they just can't do this without me.
Yeah.
You know, that, and it's a myth. It's right. You fool yourself when you say that.
As a freelancer, that's where it's tough because I've had to cancel several trips, events. I've missed weddings. I've missed birthday parties.
Well, see, that's the big dilemma. You're the boss. You can't replace you.
No.
No.
But I can be replaced.
And you could make more money.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing about freelancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got to go when it happens.
Yeah.
We were talking about jeans a bit ago that have the chargers in the pockets.
Yes.
Just for Apple fans. Now, here's some sad news for anybody who's relying on their great butt to make all of their dreams come true, which seems more and more to be the case these days.
Yeah.
You said, like I do rely on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and ladies, let me just go on record by saying, no, that enormous Kardashian butt that you're going to go to the plastic surgeon to have implanted in your cheeks is not, who thinks that's sexy? Yeah. Who does, is there?
Society.
No. Society says so? No, I don't know. Guys, will you just please step forward if that's your thing?
But even if you're a butt guy, does that mean you're like a...
A Kardashian butt guy?
No. Ginormous.
Nope. Oh, if you're a chubby chaser, is that what they call them?
But let's go back, because Jennifer Lopez, her butt.
Yeah, but she's healthy and she's in shape. Kim Kardashian is a slug.
I thought you were going to go. Nope. I thought you were going to say something.
But no, it's not just her. It's
J-Lo wears it well.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just looks sloppy to me.
But some of them were actually born with.
It doesn't look like you're naturally overweight and you have a big behind. It looks like maybe you've been pouring the oatmeal right into a little pocket in your posterior there, and it just bloats it all out, and it just looks strange.
But what else are you going to twerk with? I mean,
yeah, I suppose if that's important. Now let me get back to the story here. Now the Queen's University in Canada was handed several million dollars to study whether having a nice butt doesn't necessarily make you attractive.
Okay.
They found that people subconsciously decide whether or not you're attractive by how well your physical features look together. Is this news? Is this millions of dollars in grant money for
not
science?
Not for me.
Individual body parts alone don't quite get the job done, the scientists have concluded, even if you've got one amazing feature. So there you go. We're not as... shallow as society would like us to be, right. Skylar.
Hey, you asked, I answered.
Yeah, well, I think you're probably onto something there. All right, let's see. Where are we on the list? Oh, while we're talking about beauty and what makes you beautiful, there's this particularly evil beauty queen worth mentioning on the program. Skylar, tell us
and
about her.
She's a gem. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah.
So, Brandy Lee Weaver Gates, a Pennsylvania beauty queen, has been jailed on charges she faked having.
Four names.
Yeah, she faked having leukemia to benefit from fundraisers, and now she's going to be obviously stripped of her title. But the 23-year-old was arraigned and on charges of theft by deception and receiving stolen property. So. She didn't have leukemia. She went as far as like shaving her head to convince people that she was
did.
Sick.
And she had fundraisers.
And she had fundraisers to raise money to cover the hospital bills. And you know, all
what'd she do with the money?
I don't know.
She ripped them off. So let me
just
jump in.
She bought a Goyard bag.
A Goyard.
She went to the purse store. What, now you want to jump in, Ted? What?
I do, because she claimed to have a condition that I've just been treated for. She claimed to have chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
And that's what you had.
I actually still have. I'm in remission. I just finished chemo in end of May. So, but what she did, if she shaved her head, she made a big boo-boo because I just went through chemotherapy and my hair thinned a little bit, but the treatment you get for CLL is not the radical nuclear treatment that, you know, women get for breast cancer or you get for tumors or prostate or any of that sort of thing.
So you don't lose your hair, it just thins a little bit.
Thinned a little bit and I lost some eyebrows, but, you know, if she shaved her head, anybody that knows about CLL knew. So she looked it up,
obviously,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked it up probably and said, oh, maybe you're not going to lose your hair. And you don't have, you know, any overt showing symptoms.
Yeah.
So, you know, she probably figured she could get away with it. Yeah, see, I was diagnosed in 2009, but I didn't need treatment until, you know, like last December was when everything started.
Right.
So,
well, see,
so
and,
anyway.
And to look at you, we wouldn't think that
well,
you...
Well, thank you very much. I feel pretty good. I managed to power on through. I kept eating and exercising.
How's your butt?
My butt has got a new solar panel.
Does it?
Does it? Just a tiny little pocket for his new solar panel.
That's what I'm charging my time. It looks so good.
Now, she's going to have to give all that money back?
Yeah. Yeah. They're asking for the public to come forward if they've donated money to her. She apparently... at a bingo benefit in April.
In
Pennsylvania.
They were playing polka music and they did bingo.
Yeah. She raised $14,000.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, she was a total ripoff. Another observation.
Yes.
I looked at her and, you know, first of all, she obviously has given up on the starvation portion of her pageant training.
Yeah, right.
She's got an extra 20 or 25 on there. But also, her cheeks, if you look at her cheeks, you know,
I'm looking at
what it shows is that, you know, she's got some acne going on there.
Oh, yeah. You should see her mugshot.
Definitely evidence of extracurricular cannabis use.
Oh,
these days. It
yeah,
is. It
sure.
is. New pot. The new pot is heavy duty.
How about that?
Right.
We'll see. New industry there is the acne pot industry.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Miss Pennsylvania, everybody. Give her a round of applause.
Yes. She's
former Miss Pennsylvania.
Former Miss Pennsylvania.
So you're going on vacation. Is good for you. I forgot what that's like, but admit it. You're not going to unplug on your vacation. Fine. Then let's make sure that your smartphone is properly prepared for your trip. A tech expert who knows a thing or two about the best apps to have on your phone when you take a vacation joins us next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. You're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we thank you for that, because if you didn't, what the heck? We would just go home. All right, I'm Phil. Skyler and Ted are here, and now you're going on vacation, and you're taking your smartphone, because as hard as you tried, you could not unplug. You couldn't even fathom being away from your phone for 30 minutes, let alone a two-week vacation.
It's like crack.
Yeah.
You need it.
It is. Joining us live is a man from yourtechnologytutor.com, a tech expert, Chet Davis, knows a thing or two about apps and your phones and your vacation. Chet, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Great to be here.
Yes, and you know what? Come on. People don't really unplug on their vacation, do they, anymore?
Great question. Well, it depends on where you are. We just got back from a couple weeks in Alaska, and there were places that we were forced to unplug.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Not a whole lot of service out there, huh?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, that makes total sense.
You know,
but
even apart from service, though, I was able to use my device for some great things, GPS, and use it a lot for its camera functionality.
Right, yeah. And if you've got one of those strobe light flashing apps on there, and if a grizzly bear comes up on you, you can dazzle them with the lights and scare them away, right? Maybe not. But just the same, if you think about it, if you don't unplug and you bring your smartphone with you on a vacation, your phone can get you out of all kinds of pinches, not to mention grizzly bears, but you're always looking for things to do or places to stay or some kind of advantage your next step of the way on your trip, and your phone can help you with that, can't it?
Most definitely. And in fact, I kind of almost break it down into like three phases. One is the planning phase, but a lot of people would choose to use their desktop or their laptop for that, and that's certainly great functionality, whether you're visiting something like TripAdvisor to get good ideas on places to go and kind of that crowdsourced information. And when you're on the road traveling, especially if it's a long car ride or maybe a plane flight, there's some great apps. If you're on a particular airline, I recommend downloading their specific app. For example, Delta or Southwest have some great apps that provide entertainment as well as information like what gate you're going to land and where's your luggage going to be, et cetera. Right.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's good. And so you mentioned TripAdvisor, did you not?
I did.
All right. Is that the best one to use as far as your preferences when you get into a town and you want to find out what's going on?
Well, your word is key there in terms of your preferences. It's kind of like Coke and Pepsi, and, we all have the things that we love. I do tend to appreciate TripAdvisor. I think it gives the most well-rounded approach from people that have actually been there rather than somebody who's paid to do the marketing for a place.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. With people who've been there and then they write their reviews and they talk about things, and very often their review can be tainted by one thing or another. And you hear about these people, Yelp comes to mind, the folks that are in a particular premium class of reviewers, and they get special benefits if they review a bunch of places, and then that tends to take the integrity of the review away.
Right.
No, good point. Good point. I kind of filter through that, like you said, going with that mindset is like, what's their general focus? Did they talk about the cleanliness of the rooms and the friendliness of the staff and responsiveness? If review after review starts to running kind of the same thread, we had a great time. Well, that doesn't really give me anything. Tell me what you loved about it.
Right.
And I look for those kind of things, some photos maybe, so that the individual's photos maybe match or are on par with what I see on the website photos.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So. Now, I'm the kind of guy that comes into a city, and I already know, because I spent some time on my a desktop computer at home, I already know what the major tourist stops are, and I may or may not want to visit those. What I'd like to do is find out what all the local people do and find out what their hotspots are and participate in that kind of activity. Now, does TripAdvisor or some other app help you with that once you land in the city? Because that's what I'd like to do.
Sure. There are some apps that are particular to different locations. TripAdvisor is one that I will hit from time to time. I will visit Yelp, particularly if it's related to, a restaurant that I wanted to check out. Believe it or not, being a tech guy, there's still nothing in my mind like asking the parking lot attendant, where do you like to go for lunch?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if you... you will come across so many different people, and not just the concierge at the hotel, because he might be getting a little money on the side to send
yeah.
you to a particular place, right?
Exactly.
But you stop at the Burger King for a soda pop and a burger, and ask the paper-hatted pimple kid behind the counter where the best hangouts are.
Or cab drivers.
Yeah.
They know a lot.
Sure. It depends who's with you. If you're bringing your teenage kids with you, ask the paper hat. If mm-hmm. you want some adult activity, then you ask the cab driver.
All right. Some buddies of mine, and back to the intern story, he was an intern of mine. He was a concierge at one of the hotels downtown Long Beach.
Yeah.
And when a real jerk would come in and ask him where the cool places to go were,
yeah.
he'd send him to Ripples, the gay bar down near the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I loved Ripples.
Did you go there?
Well, because, I lived nearby it for a while.
I lived down on the peninsula for a while.
Yeah,
it's a great place.
Tell us about your technologytutor.com, Chet. What's that all about?
Sure. I've got that. Really, my mission, my goal is to help what I call everyday people become more confident and more capable using personal technology. So I've got articles. I'll review apps from time to time. I have a number of short videos that I help people really to just conquer the tech things that give roadblocks to them and help them use everyday items to become more successful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that is so needed. And if you do it in a simple and informative way, then that's great. That's what people like, because when somebody gets on there and starts talking tech talk,
mm-hmm.
And it's way over their head, bring out the jets, they fly by, and okay, fine. Now I'm at the same place where I was before. But if you can do it in a, and you sound like an affable and approachable kind of guy, and if I saw you at on a street corner in a city I haven't been to before, I might just approach you and ask you what to do in town.
There you go.
All right. So there should be an app for that. Now, have we gone through all the apps that you prefer? Are there any other apps that you think absolutely we need on our phone before we head out?
Well, one thing, especially if you're traveling, is people want to know, hey, is it going to rain tomorrow? Should I plan to go to the zoo? Or are we going to go to the bowling alley,
Right.
If you're on the Apple platform, I strongly recommend one called Dark Sky. It is a premium app. I think it's $4, but if you're going on vacation, it's worth it because it really pinpoints when precipitation is likely to occur down to the hour, and they've really fine-tuned it. It's a great little app.
Oh, good. Dark sky. Good to know.
Yeah. Got it.
Dark sky. And, you know, if you're traveling a long distance away, you need to stay in touch with folks. Again, if you're on the Apple platform, FaceTime. If you're on any other platform, Skype is a great free tool. When we traveled in Costa Rica and Europe, I was still able to stay in touch with people back home, and it didn't cost me a dime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And be careful with Skype. They've got that little setup, the little Wi-Fi chiclet on there that you either check that, and it looks for a Wi-Fi signal. I'm not quite sure I understand exactly how that works, but you either want it checked or unchecked. And do you know what I'm talking about, Chet? When you're in another country, do you want that thing checked? Do you know?
Yeah, you pretty much. What I do is I also will turn off all cellular connections on the device I'm in, unless I've prearranged with my carrier to accept that. But if you're Wi-Fi only, then there's no danger of them checking because, like you said, they have their own Wi-Fi service that they can charge you for as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you can make phone calls. You could, put $10 in there, right, and just leave that there as a backup, so you can use that as a regular, good old fashioned phone system, right?
Exactly.
All right, good. Well, we've learned a few things, and now the only trick is finding the time and the wherewithal and the spare cash to take a trip and enjoy all these wonderful technological advances and have a great vacation. So that's our next trick, Chet. If you can help us with that, the money line starts here.
One quick suggestion, if I might, 15 seconds. If you're thinking about maybe traveling, maybe it's not till next year. Well, the next time you're going to travel in your own city, use your device. Imagine you're dropped into another country. You've dropped into a city miles away. And use your app to use the public transit to check for a local restaurant. That way, when you make that big trip next year, you're a little more well-versed.
There you go. Exercise that muscle, and you'll be ready to go. Chet Davis, yourtechnologytutor.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. So, you
bye.
I don't know. I think I've got the TripAdvisor on my phone already.
Skype
I've
is
got
the
Skype.
Dude.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It works real well. Mm-hmm. And it's surprising how many people don't really have a handle on how it works.
Yeah, it's relatively simple. The other thing, FaceTime, quick story. Friend of mine takes her two daughters to Europe.
Yep.
They go to the Louvre.
Yeah.
They stand in line, right?
Yeah.
And they stand in line to see the Mona Lisa.
Right.
Well, the dad is back home. You know, hanging out, still working for some reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And the littlest one takes the phone, takes the FaceTime, goes up, does a live Mona Lisa all the way back to Long Beach, California.
No kidding.
Got to enjoy the Mona Lisa secondhand.
How about that?
Yeah, through FaceTime. Pretty cool, huh?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, up next, you love your breakfast cereal and you love your craft beer. Can we marry the two?
Okay. Do you want to?
Well, I don't know. It depends. If your breakfast cereal is Cap'n Crunch, maybe not. But we'll find out all about that and more next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Did you know that Disneyland has only closed three times in its history? The National Day of Mourning for JFK, after the earthquake in Northridge, California, back in 1994, and the September 11th tragedy. Those were the three times that, the only three times that Disneyland has closed.
You're talking about Disneyland here in California, right?
That's right. Now, I don't know if the Orlando probably did the same thing.
Yep. Probably. I'm just thinking about hurricanes down there, though, actually.
So oh, that'll close you in a hurry.
You betcha.
Yeah. If you have always believed that beer is the real breakfast of champions,
America.
But other people disagree and say, you've got a problem. Who's laughing now? Wheaties is teaming up with Fulton Craft Brewery in Minneapolis to create a brand new beer called, wait for it, Heffa Wheaties.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. Of course.
There are a few catches, though. One, they aren't going to use actual Wheaties to brew the beer, but it is wheat beer, just like Wheaties is wheat cereal.
Will Caitlyn Jenner be on the bottle?
Oh, gosh. Now you're thinking.
That's great.
Great marketing.
Wonderful. That's the line of the day right there.
And two, the other drawback, unfortunately, is Heffa Wheaties is only going to be available in the Minneapolis area.
No,
it goes on sale on the 26th of the month. They won't ship it anywhere outside outside Minnesota, that is. But if it's a big hit, Fulton Brewery says they'll consider doing another bigger rollout in the future. So what do you think? Cap'n Crunch beer?
Ooh, Cocoa Krispies?
I think all the Swedes up in Minnesota will like the beer.
More beer news, by the way. More than 20,000 cans of Sun King Brewery's Wee Mac Scottish Ale came off the line with a not-so-subtle born-on date. It was a prank by one of their line workers. The born-on date is Tom Brady Sucks. S-U-X.
S-U-X.
Yeah.
The hip spelling.
Sucks.
And now, the spokesman for Sun King is crediting, I guess, maybe not blaming, a guy named Biscuit. Here's the quote. It was a prank by Biscuit, Sun King co-owner Clay Robinson said. The born-on-date saga started May 13th, the day the brewery was canning Wee Mac, the same day the country was a Twitter over Deflategate.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Brady got that 4-game suspension. Handed down by the NFL just 2 days before. So there you go. Tom Brady Sucks is the born-on date. I have one other little tidbit for you here. You know what the QVC is, right?
Of course.
I do.
Do you remember what QVC stands for?
Quick, very crummy.
Yes.
Quick, very crummy.
I don't know.
No, I don't remember what QVC stands for either.
No clue.
Quality?
Video control?
I don't know. Well, anyway, the first ever product sold on QVC, when QVC went on the air in 1986. Can you believe that? Cable TV was still relatively, maybe 5-6 years old. The cable TV as we know it today, mm-hmm. It's honestly been around since the 1940s. But the first product when QVC went on the air was a shower radio that cost $11.49. Not $11.50. That wouldn't have done well if it was $11.50.
Right.
$11.49, because that sounds more like $10. Anyway, they did $7,400 in sales.
Probably in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I know what it means.
What does it mean?
Quality, value, convenience.
Oh. Wow, look at you.
I know, Google. It's amazing what you can find on Google these days.
One more thing to Google, if you like. Q-tips were not originally called Q-tips.
They weren't.
They were called baby gays.
No.
That's true.
Okay.
Tiny baby gays.
That's true, yeah. All right. Skylar, what week is it?
It's Elvis week.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
How is that possible?
Well, because he died this week back in 1977.
Yes.
On August 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember those like Starburst jumpsuits that he wore in Vegas?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was like a diamond and gold pendant that he gave Sammy Davis Jr. that everyone knew about.
Right. Yeah.
Well, those are all up for auction along with a lot of other things.
Ooh.
And the auction is taking place this week, Elvis week. At his home Graceland. Memphis.
That's Memphis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can get just a bunch of Elvis.
And I wonder why he's having to sell that, because you know Lisa Marie now is the.
Don't actually belong to Graceland. These are all third party.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I think it's just a way to get people
executor
there.
Executor of the estate.
She inherited the whole thing. She was the executor of the estate.
So now she's the CEO of Graceland.
That's right.
Probably.
And I think Elvis still makes gazillions a year.
Sure. This week there are people lined up around the block to get into Graceland.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Do you know how old he was when he died?
Not very.
40-something, like 42 or 3.
42.
Yeah, 42.
Yes. 42.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember,
is so young.
You know how he died?
He had a 40-pound brick of sediment in his colon.
Correct.
Is that right?
He was pretty much on the hopper and lost it, had a heart attack.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack.
I heard it was 40 pounds. Is that what you heard?
I heard that also.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. But So that's why he was the fat Elvis.
Oh, fat Elvis.
Yeah. So.
I wonder.
Boy. Well, anyway, this week also, the U.S. government will be issuing the second Elvis stamp. Oh. How about that? So you can go to the
Will it be a fat Elvis or a younger svelte Elvis?
I bet it's the Elvis in the white jumpsuit with the pendant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bet it is.
And the lamb chops.
And the lamb chops. And doing karate kicks. I'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. The svelte Elvis.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
The Elvis was cool.
The Viva Las Elvis?
The actual Viva Las Vegas movie, he was still svelte Elvis with
Anne Margaret.
The
hottie of the
60s. That's one of the things in the items in the auction is the Viva Las Vegas jacket, the one he wore during that scene with her.
The one where she gets to wear it.
Mm-hmm. And they estimate that it'll go between $30,000 and $50,000.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
You know who else was a svelte rock star, and he changed his name 5 or 6 times, is Prince.
Oh, my gosh, Prince. That was a cool movie, you got to admit.
One of my favorite rock star movies, because there are a bunch of them that come out, and they're just not that good. But I like Purple Rain.
Yeah,
it's
Purple
right
Rain is
top.
A great movie, and I think, if memory serves, you know, he won an Academy Award for that for the music, or at least for the song, I think.
Did he? Yeah,
it might have been.
If you haven't seen the movie Purple Rain, you have to see it.
And the great performances in it. You know,
your
the stage
shirt today
is purple.
It's purple.
Yes.
Correct. Well, anyway, the club that that's a famous Minneapolis club that those scenes were shot in, the concert scenes.
Yeah,
and it was called First Avenue. Does that ring a bell with any of you? I mean, it was right on the corner there, big marquee.
Do they have Heffa Wheaties there?
I don't know.
They might. They probably will.
They imported them from Minnesota. That's correct. So actually, that is Minnesota, mm-hmm. right?
Whoops. Last we checked.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah. Well,
so what
anyway,
happened at the
that
club?
Place actually imploded last night. The ceiling, some sort of a water leak in the ceiling. The ceiling comes crashing down, sends 3 people to the hospital. They're all recovering nicely, I understand. But you can imagine, you always hear these tragedies in nightclubs. Thank God nobody was hurt in the whole thing.
Oh, God.
But the idea, it wasn't quite Prince or Morris Day playing last night. It was Theory of Death.
So
it's kind of
They thought
fitting.
It was part of the show.
Yeah, it was part of the show. Yeah, whoopee. Yeah.
Theory of Death.
The last time that happened in Minneapolis, remember the old Metrodome?
Yeah.
And it was like a plastic roof on that stadium.
And the snow came
and
in.
And the snow piled up in there, and it just kind of gave from
was
the
wind. Was Theory of Death playing that night as well?
They were not.
They were rehearsing next door.
Here's this. A woman in Australia got a parking ticket while she was in the hospital earlier this month. Now, we don't know why she was in the hospital, and her name has not been revealed, but a photo of her has been posted on Facebook. It's gone viral. Right after she and her son got discharged on Sunday, they walked out, found a parking ticket on their windshield, which was just one more headache she really didn't need at that point. But when she opened the envelope, there was a note from a woman who identified herself as Laura. And it said, quote, "I saw your car had a parking ticket on it. I'm sure whatever you're going through at the hospital is tough enough, so I've paid for it."
Oh, that is so sweet.
Go. And she wrote down a confirmation number so it could all be verified. The woman who got the ticket says she posted a photo of the note online, hoping Laura might see it, and because she wants to meet her and let her know how much that small act of kindness meant.
That was very kind.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
How about that?
Yeah. Have you ever done a random act of kindness?
Never.
Yeah.
No.
I can't remember what it was, but I sure have. Yeah.
Of course I have.
Phil, no.
Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at Faf Show. We're on Facebook as well. Like us. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson. Yes, we are randomly kind from time to time. Our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Skyler, for Ted, and all the friends, I'm Phil Hewlett. Talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.